enough to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting. I know we have. It's time for the culinariest and the cleverest. Obviously, the most riveting and most entertaining. And the tastiest. And, of course, the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world. I can be talking about none other than Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true Theater of the Mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader, AM 1160, better known as the talk of the town. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at Le Cordon Green. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with it, since Le Cordon Bleu has closed its doors because Le Cordon Green opened up, and green is closer to Irish, and Irish is superior to every other nationality in the world.
See, I think stretching all that right
Well,
there.
I think that's why they did it. Anyway, we are, of course, sponsored by the same people that own Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. And, of course, by Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce. Keep this date. I believe it's April 21, the official launch date for the sweetest onions on earth. And as we know, Chef Eric, they are literally the sweetest onions on earth, as given that status by the University of Georgia Agriculture.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can prove it.
Yeah, we can prove it. We got the shield.
That's it.
And, of course, if you go into your store and they don't have real sweet onions, you'll see another tag out there that looks kind of like it. But if it doesn't say real sweet on the back of the tag.
It ain't.
Is that the...
What?
I mean, as dramatic a buildup as I did to that, you gave it a regular it ain't?
That's it.
Okay, we'll try this again. If it doesn't say real sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
There you go. Now, that's what I'm talking about, that little substance. And, of course, by Whole Foods, where values matter, and by Cutter Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta, Georgia, your portal to the world of great times, the world of great cigars, and the world of great friends you have met to... yet to meet. And next week, my friends, we'll be running this on our website. They are having a master's party like no other master's party. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Chef Eric, they're going to be doing a low country boil on one day, hot dogs, grilled hamburgers, everything on. They're going to put TVs outside.
Yep.
Inside, you got cigars, you got great golf lovers. I'm telling you, my friend, it's going to be an awesome experience. So if you haven't got your master's plans, and you don't want to go spend the money to drive all the way over there, go to Cutter Cigar Emporium on Alpharetta Highway. Get there early, though, because especially on Friday, because there's a lot of people that are going to be sick that day when they find out they can watch the Masters and smoke cigars. And with the finest spirits, ice-cold beers, 40 different kinds of beers, and 16 different kinds of wine. To enhance the experience.
Hard to pass up.
It really is. And undoubtedly, you'll probably see us there sometime or the other during the weekend's festivities, if you're in town, of course.
I will actually be in New Orleans. I'm either in Orlando or New Orleans.
What a shock.
Which one, so.
And so joining me as he does each and every week, he is the gargantuan of goodies, the gourmand's gourmand?
Sure.
He is what?
What? I said, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the, I look for another thing, the sophisticated snob.
Oh.
He is, of course, our lovable Chef Eric with a K. Holdo.
Well, how are you, Kevin?
You know, I survived St. Patrick's Day and National Penguin Appreciation Day.
Yes, that you got brought into the official books on March
20th. It was kind of low-key this year. Pinguini was a little under the weather.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He, you know, first of all, someone stole his beads.
Someone stole his beads?
Yeah.
Or wait a second. Is that just a story you're getting?
Well,
I mean, is it possible that he actually earned his...
Well, he...
Someone earned their beads and he threw them at him?
Well, someone who should have earned the beads gave it to him, so he wasn't going to throw those away. That's what I've heard anyway.
I see.
And you know how penguins lie.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, yeah, that was a big deal, and it's been a great time. I know you've been very busy. I know you've been traveling. I mean, literally, everybody thinks that you and I see each other, like, in a week period, see each other 4 or 5 times a week, and communicate back and forth all the time. It's once or twice a month, or no, when we do the shows, but other than that, it may be once or twice a month at Cutter's, and that's only when you're in town, which is rarely, and emails and texting is about as useful as a sieve bailing water out of a boat.
What are you saying?
A lot. And when I said it as a joke the other day, everybody around says, so you're consistent, if nothing else.
Well, I respond to text messages.
Oh, is that the secret on text messages?
And they have to be quick and bulleted.
Oh,
I've told my whole team, I said, look, if you send me a tome, forget it.
Uh-huh.
A tome.
It's okay.
Like an epic saga.
Big
story.
Sorry. Yeah. I guess that's the hip social language.
Exactly.
We call it a novel. Anyway, so it's been a great time. Do you have a good Easter?
Absolutely.
What did you do?
Well, on Good Friday, we went out to the Passion City Church Good Friday concert. And it's at Verizon Amphitheater. And Verizon Amphitheater is not only packed, but every lawn seat is taken. But there's 12,500 people there.
Wow.
And they had some amazing artists who are all Grammy Award winners.
Uh-huh. Who puts it on?
5 different artists. What's that?
Who puts it on?
Passion City Church.
They're in
Midtown.
Okay.
Lou Giglio is the pastor's name. Good friends with Andy Stanley.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't they pretty tight?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, we went to that, and actually it was interesting because they had sort of the typical like rock, Christian rock stuff at the beginning. Then they had a performer named Lecrae come out. And Lecrae is actually an Atlanta performer who's a hip-hop artist. And he's a Christian hip-hop artist.
You know,
and
that's
he is phenomenal. He's actually absolutely phenomenal.
When you think of hip-hop, because I went to Karen's Church, which is one of Andy Stanley's new satellite amphitheaters. And there was this older black gentleman who came out. And I heard this hip-hop, who is real Christian hip-hop, coming from the, you know, from the wings, and there's nobody on stage. And all of a sudden, here comes this guy. He must have been 50.
Right.
And he comes, a big guy. He comes out there like this, you know, and he's doing the hip-hop. And there are hip-hop artists that are 20, 25 that couldn't sound as good as he did.
Right.
But when you think of hip-hop, you don't really think of it as being a genre that's necessarily of the most Christian of values.
Well, I think that that's one of the reasons that guys like Lecrae have found so much acceptance, is because
people
love the music, and they don't have to feel bad about listening to the music.
Do you know how to use one of those, Chef Eric?
I have no idea.
That is a microwave.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
So does that mean 3 hours or three minutes?
I'm thinking that's 3 minutes, but that's a high intensity one. I had to deal with that one time a long time ago. Hmm. But anyway, what do you did you get any Cadbury? Did you get a Cadbury's Easter?
I did.
I love Cadbury's.
Yeah, you know, it's the only time I'll eat that stuff, but yeah, I did.
Are you a jelly bean guy?
I used to love jelly beans back when I was eating differently.
Yeah.
But no, I don't.
You can't splurge on Easter? I mean, that's really
I splurged plenty. I did a roast some beef short ribs, grits. You know,
I actually busted it this year. I went to Copeland's. They have a Copeland's of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Easter breakfast brunch from 8:30 in the morning till 5 o'clock at night. Incredible prime rib, beautiful turkeys, everything is $30, and the list of food is like as long as your arm. And it's $30, so I called to get reservations, and they laughed at me. They said, reservations? You get no stinking reservations. But one thing we can be assured of, Chef Eric is going to be doing some amazing things coming up in the next couple of months, thanks to me. And he's going to be much more involved with the Le Cordon Green. He's going to be the next superstar, thanks to me. And all this and so much more, his recipes et al. Will be right here in your ear coming up right after this shameless commercial break that we love to do because we are basically capitalistic swine. Chef and a Fat Man, take it to the streets of the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, Le Cordon Green.